Chapter 3. Freshly sparkled and paint light free, Astra jumped onto the cosmic transporter, her star stick in hand. It was time for SD class, and she didn't want to be late. She started to jog on the moving sidewalk, passing students who preferred a more leisurely ride, were upperclassmen with a free star period for their last class, or simply didn't care about their attendance records. She spotted a cluster of students chatting together on the transporter and, about to overtake them, shouted, "On your left!" so they would get out of her way. Suddenly, the floor stopped moving underneath her. The students she was about to pass all bumped into each other and began to fall like a bunch of star dominoes. To her great star prize, Astra found herself hurtling through the air, about to crash into the girls. Thinking quickly, she jammed her star stick down, lifted her body up, and vaulted right over them. She landed neatly on her feet on the other side of the fallen girls. Brushing herself off, she stretched out her hand to the students, who had tumbled on top of each other in a very untidy pile. "What happened?" a girl with shoulder-length bright yellow hair asked, as Astra helped her to her feet. "The cosmic transporter just stopped moving," said Astra. "How startacularly strange." Once she had determined that the girls were not hurt, just shaken up, she headed to Star Darling's class. The students, ensconced in the soundproof room they used for their private classes, were all chattering excitedly about the power outage. "The cosmic transporter just ground to a halt," Astra informed them dramatically. "I'm lucky I didn't get hurt." "Nothing is working," said Piper. "It's like when the lights went out after Cassie's mission."
"Very strange," said Adora.
"What?" said Astra. She shook her head. Adora and her low talking. Adora opened her mouth to speak again. "It's okay," said Astra. "Never mind." The girls' star zaps chimed and flickered. They all had received a holo message. Tessa read it first.